Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat. Coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Tuesday, a tad quieter on the free agent front there at 1265 Lombardi. Although the headline kicking us in the face as Packers fans this morning is Aaron Jones signing with the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings themselves making it official just a little while ago on Twitter, blasting out the release that they have added Packers legend Aaron Jones. Why does this feel so familiar? That's right. So many Packers greats, so many Packers players heading west after their time in Green Bay is over. Aaron Jones is the latest. And yes, reading through the reporting on how talks went, things breaking down essentially on Friday afternoon, the Packers going through the weekend, landing on Josh Jacobs as their target, so to speak. And then that happening on Monday, and then the release of Jones. Man, as a Packers fan sitting on the outside looking in, I'm with Aaron. I understand feeling disrespected. Man, anywhere but Minnesota. I mean, you can't read this any other way than Jones feeling so disrespected by the Green Bay Packers that above all else, he wanted to go and stick it to them and play them twice a year. And, make Goody pay, or whatever phrase you want to call it. I do not begrudge any player for getting paid, wanting to be paid what they feel they are worth. But the Packers made a determination on his market value, and given the numbers that are out there, sure feels like they were correct. And again, I understand more often than not, a player is very rarely going to accept that type of pay cut from the team that they have given their all to. And it's a lot easier to accept that type of cut from a new team, which is essentially what Aaron has done here. And again, I understand the economics of it, the business side of it. As a Packers fan, it hurts, man. It really hurts, especially from a guy who did really, I mean, in every truest sense of the word, carry the G the way he did while he was in Green Bay. But this is what he feels is necessary for the next stage in his career, and I am not one to dismiss that or belittle it in any way, shape, or form. However, while he's wearing purple, he's dead to me. But then he'll retire, and he'll be welcomed back into Green Bay's loving arms and become undoubtedly a member of the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, which I look forward to. But in the meantime, every time I see him in purple, definitely going to be holding my nose. Hello to everybody in the comment section. So good to see everybody. Hope you're all doing well. Hope you all have signed up for the brand new Cheesehead Nation, Cheesehead TV weekly newsletter going out every Thursday morning throughout the offseason. We'll be kicking it up to 2 entries every single week during the season. Make sure you get on board right now. Sign up is right here in the description on YouTube. Cheesehead Nation every Thursday morning. Get on board, people. It's a lot of fun. I've already had a couple go out, a couple more coming up here in the next few weeks. Get on board. The Packers were back on the free agency board earlier this afternoon. About an hour ago, they came to terms with Keyshawn Nixon, their 2-time All-Pro kick returner. We will see how this plays out as far as the numbers. I know there are always initial reported numbers, but I generally tend to ignore those and wait until we get the actual numbers. But I've already seen some pushback from fans about the idea of bringing Nixon back, especially with the idea of playing him at nickel as a starter, etc. Look, is that a possibility? Absolutely. But don't get it twisted. You heard Brian talk about it at the combine. We've heard Matt and Brian mention it in their press conferences. There is going to be competition. And that absolutely will definitely include the nickel spot. I think my guess would be that Keyshawn continues to be a terror on returns and will undoubtedly provide competition in the secondary, will ultimately probably end up as a dime/depth piece when it comes to what Halfley wants to do on the back end. I don't think he's going to be handed the job in any real way. Maybe he starts there in the offseason program. We got a long way to go. We got the rest of free agency. We definitely got the draft to see who else they add. I would caution people kind of worrying or saying that, oh, they're just going to hand him the job. I think we're a long way away from that yet. But I think absolutely Keyshawn is an asset. And I think he will continue to help the team as a returner and as a depth piece. No question about that. Hello, everybody. How you all doing? See you all mixing it up. So good to see everybody. Before I get to your questions, comments, etc. I do want to say I put it up on Twitter a little while ago, but if you are a Patreon member or a Carry the G Club member here on YouTube, hope you can join us for the happy hour tonight. David Bakhtiari will be dropping by. Not for the entire time, but, you know, I told him 15, 20 minutes, whatever he can spare. He's going to be dropping by and mixing it up with us tonight. A former Green Bay Packers All-Pro left tackle. So if you can, swing on by. It's going to be a lot of fun. Chris starting us off. What's up, Chris? Nixon is a willing tackler with the perfect mindset for an attacking D. He's not perfect, but all he's done is improve each season slash be an All-Pro returner. Chris, I do think that is worth noting. You are correct. He has gotten better from scrimmage while he's been in Green Bay. He didn't have a ton of opportunity when he was in Vegas. I think he's got more opportunities, obviously, in Green Bay. And I do agree. He has improved. I don't think it's been exponential or anything like that, but I do think he's gotten better. And who knows? Maybe with Halfley and Halfley's staff and the new scheme, maybe he continues to do so. Here's hoping. DeLenore84, what's up? Hey, Nags, 2023 gave us Valentine Ballantyne. Will 24 bring us McKinney McKinstry? Dan, go Pack. Man, drinking the Kool-Aid, huh? I know there was that reported injury around the combine. I still think he's going to be gone by the time the Packers are on the clock. But I'd love it. I would not sneeze or shrug my shoulders. I would welcome him with open arms in Green Bay. I am down with this idea. Dag, what's up, man? Love Aaron Jones. I think he should get the maximum amount of money he could get in free agency, but the fucking Vikings. Jones is dead to me until he's off the Vikings. Luckily, that's the only one-year deal. Yes, hopefully he's only there 1 year, and he realizes what an absolute atrocious organization it is, and he moves on to anything else, whether that's another franchise or retirement or even back into the arms of the Packers. Who knows? But, yeah, 1 year is about all I can stomach. Pack Daddy, how are you, man? Did I say Dallas? I meant anywhere but Minnesota. Understandable, man. I feel you. Soder, how are you? For some reason, Gone Daddy Gone, Violet Femmes, is just stuck in my head today. Xylophone solo. Gone Daddy Gone, the love is gone. Gone Daddy Gone, the love is gone. Violet Femmes, Wisconsin's own. Ryan, how you doing, man? Should we just rename Minnesota Green Bay West? Another former Packer joins the evil empire. I mean, it really is going to the dark side, right? I mean, if you want to talk about it in archetypal, dramatic terms, clearly this is, you know, watching Luke Skywalker, you know, change the ending to Return of the Jedi and actually join Vader and the Emperor. That's essentially what Aaron Jones has done here. I'm very disappointed. Quinn, what's going on? Can I even wear my Jones jersey next year? Might be difficult. I mean, you can keep the spirit of Aaron Jones carrying the G alive while wearing the Jones jersey, right? I'm trying to help you here, man. I don't know. It's going to be tough. It's going to be very tough. Jeezy baby, what's going on? This one hurts a lot. You're not lying, man. You are not lying. Craig, how are you, man? Nice to see the Vikings getting our hand-me-downs. Part of me says he's dead to me. Damn it. The effing horn, really? But he was a good Packer. So conflicted. Yeah, I think, look, it's real easy to root for the guy, for the man. You know, I 100% understand how the Vikings thing is really tough to swallow. I certainly have not embraced it with open arms. But, man, Aaron Jones is a guy who you can absolutely root for, regardless of what uniform he's wearing, right? So, as much as it pains me to say it, I'll absolutely be cheering for him, but certainly not the Vikings. Except, you know, those two Sundays when he's playing the Packers. And then, whatever. Oh, the Packers shut him down. Mike Witt, what's up? Just don't get why they just love our leftovers. It's all they have, man. When you've won nothing, when you've accomplished or achieved nothing in the entirety of your history, all you can hope to do is to hang on to the coattails of the franchise that has actually accomplished something, that has won things, that knows what success is. You know, like, that's all they have. It's who they are. It's in their DNA. You know, I think that's a pretty easy one, actually. William, what's up? Too hyped for the 2024 squad. Good franchises make the tough decisions. Loving the youth. Can't wait for the draft. Go Pack, go. William! William bringing it round here. Thank you, William. Bringing it up a little bit. I myself was a tad downcast at the start of this week's Carry the G Radio, the podcast episode, but Billy brought me back. Billy brought me back, much like you did, William. That's well done. That next episode of Carry the G Radio will drop shortly after I get finished here, so be on the lookout for that. Lambo Leo, what's going on? I'm not mad at Jones one bit, but I have been trolling the Vikings all day. They are no more than a Packers retirement home. They will never be us. Well, that's very true and very obvious, and you are doing God's work by trolling the Vikings, no doubt about it. Dustin, what's up, man? Jacobs deal was amazing for Green Bay. Welcome back, 25. Yeah, the Jacobs deal, I think, is right in line with where you want to live with a premium back, but not completely like wrecking your cap with it, right? I think there's zero doubt you've gotten younger at the position. You've got a guy who normally is able to handle a pretty significant workload. You're not going to have, I would suspect, those long stretches of where's Aaron Jones? They're going to visit Josh Jacobs is going to be on the field quite a bit. And I do think there will still be a rotation. It's not like he's going to take every snap or anything like that, but Jacobs is a different beast and they've got him at a good number. So, and the fact that they're not locked in long term, it's essentially a 1-year deal and then Green Bay has options, right? It makes all the sense in the world. And I'm really excited to see him in Matt's offense. That's where I'm getting most excited. H. Carrington, what's up? Agent Jordan Love, no hometown discounts ever. Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think anybody was under any illusions that Jordan was going to take any, right? But yeah, Jordan will get paid, P-A-I-D paid, starting in May. They'll get that extension done. I'm sure some Packers fans will balk at the number, but, you know, the Packers want to get out ahead of the market in terms of locking their guy up as long as possible. And seeing that number start to become, you know, go from highest paid or second highest paid to 10th or 12th highest paid within two cycles, right? That's the way of this. And I do not doubt for a moment that's what the Packers will attempt to do. Janice, what's up? I was sad last night about Jones, and now he's a Vikings, not so much less than we offered. Assuming we offered him $6 million, why do you think he just flat out not loved by Goody? Oh, Janice, that's a can of worms right there. No, I don't think it's a question of not loved by Goody. I think Goody's being what he's supposed to be, just passionate about it. You know, as much as we all love Aaron and everything he's done in the Green Bay Packers uniform, how he's represented the franchise, which is all important. Brian's job is to secure the long-term viability of the football team on the field by making choices like this, where Aaron Jones is about to hit 30. And continues to miss multiple games every year, the most ever this past season. And even when he is, quote-unquote, healthy, he's taking himself out of games. You're seeing him on the sideline being attended to. You're seeing long stretches in games where it's, where's Aaron Jones? It's at some point you've got to make that call, and it's almost always going to be better to get out a year too early rather than a year too late. It's not a question of Goody not loving Aaron Jones. He said in the release yesterday, it's one of the toughest decisions he's ever been a part of his entire time in Green Bay. And it makes, you know, sense because of everything he did for the Packers and everything he meant to the Packers. But that's what the gig is. And if you're good at the gig, you make tough choices like that. And so far, more often than not, Goody or Ted before him have been right. Not right on every single one of them, but more often than not. And that's how you, you know, continue to have a young roster, improves every year, hopefully builds itself up and becomes a title contender. And the Packers are close to doing that. You know, it sucks. I know it sucks. But it is for the long-term benefit of the team. And I know that doesn't help us right now in March of 2024. But those are the realities. Ed, what's up, man? Song for today, Paul Butterfield Blues Band cover of Please Send Me Someone to Help Love. Fingers crossed for a great draft. I mean, Jordan's got some help, although I will take some help in front of Jordan to help keep him upright. I'm down with that. And yes, of course, there could be a value selection at one of the skill position players, most notably running back, right? But yeah, I'm all for continuing to help Jordan. Mike Witt, thanks for the super chat. What are Banky's thoughts on Aaron Jones news? Funny you should ask. You can find out tomorrow night during the return of Packer Transplants Live. Corey and I will be live tomorrow at 5 Eastern, 4 Lambeau time, right here on the YouTube channel, Packer Transplants Live, Free Agent Frenzy Edition. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope you'll join us. John Buchanan, that is an incredibly generous super chat. Thank you, sir. I love 33, but I think it's better to avoid a Bakhtiari-like situation where he has a big cap hit for a very limited play time due to injury. I mean, that's kind of essentially what I was just talking about, John. And again, thank you so much for that super chat. It's really appreciated. There's no doubt that that's one of the things you're guarding against, right? And that's one of the reasons the Packers wanted to bring his cap number down. You know, having a $17 million hit on your cap, it's pretty significant for a guy who has not been able to play week in and week out for quite some time now and missed a substantial amount of time last year. It's a dispassionate way of looking at it. And I know fans hate to hear that. And look, no one as a fan is obligated to like just go along with that and agree with it. I understand fans are emotional. You're supposed to be emotional, right? But this is the thinking inside 1265 Lombardi. And I just want to try and illuminate it, right? But I understand fans being in their feelings about it. That's what makes football so great. We do feel about it. You know, we do get engrossed in not just the game, but the guys who play it. So yeah, I don't ever think, and John, this isn't really directed at you, obviously, but this is the gig, right? As far as being a general manager and making these tough calls, that is just what is happening. But as a fan, I understand people being mad. I understand people being upset about it. Hell, I'm upset about it just because he went to the Vikings. If he had literally gone to any other team, I'd have been fine. But, like, look, that is part of fandom. So don't mistake my trying to explain what's happening with, like, I agree or I totally get it or, like, I'm fine with it because, trust me, I am not. But, John, to your point, yeah, you don't want to get caught in a situation where you're, you know, trotting out this roster where there's a significant number of guys who aren't contributing, but are taking up a big amount of cap space. I mean, we saw that last year with Bakhtiari on the shelf, Jones on the shelf for a good stretch of the first part of the season. They were dealing with Aaron Rodgers' cap hit as a $40 million hole for a guy that was playing here in New York. You know, at some point, you know, you're really hurting yourself. Now the Packers, you know, did the extreme makeover edition last year, partly because they wanted to turn the page from the former roster slash quarterback, but partly because they had to, because they couldn't afford things. You know, they wanted to strip things down because they were dealing with so much dead cap money. So yeah, John, you're spot on 100%. ADF, what's going on? The only plus to him going to Minnesota is I live here, so maybe I can meet him. Maybe, man, I'll give him a shout out. Tell him to look you up. Sounds good. Brendan, how are you? Jason Spitz, random Packer. That, my friend, that's an outstanding random Packer. Someone who hasn't been mentioned yet. Someone who is somewhat recent, but not too recent. You know, just a general great random Packer. Well done, Brendan. Well done. Dylan, how you doing, man? Does Nixon look better in front of McKinney and insert draft pick here instead of Savage and a bag of potato chips? It's possible. You know, that's kind of what I was talking about before. I mean, as far as not only the competition that he'll have, but how is he used? What is he being asked to do? Who are the guys around him and things of that nature? I do think at some point you still got to cover someone, right? And that has been a area where he has struggled. And that's not, I don't think, telling tales out of school. I think that's there on the tape, right? And I don't know how much, you know, someone else being behind him really helps in that regard. Now, where I will say things could potentially change for Keyshawn is, A, yes, continuing to improve as he has throughout his time in Green Bay, but also the types of coverages that are being called and what he is being asked to do could help him out. You know, maybe more of the eyes on the quarterback, more of the, you know, vision stuff that Halfley was talking about in his press conference. Maybe that helps him out. We'll see. But it does, you know, it can make a difference, no doubt about it. John, how are you? Song of the day, Obsessed by Mariah. Did you get a new cam? I got a new cam. How you like that, huh? Look at you noticing. I know, I'm sorry. You probably see me in much more high def now, and I apologize for that, because God knows nobody needs that. Xavier, what's up? We're better than from last year, right? Let's be happy. Long way to go, Xavier. I mean, I like the moves, but nothing's a given. got to do the work and got to continue to add pieces. They still have a monster hole at linebacker. Still probably need some depth at corner. Pretty sure they got to add at least one more piece up front. And that's just on the defensive side. They got some major depth issues on the interior line. There's a long way to go yet. Long way to go. Andrew's Paradise, how are you? Random Packer, Jim McMahon will miss Showtime. Jim McMahon. It is always kind of an out-of-body experience when you see highlights from the Super Bowl where, you know, Favre is running off after a touchdown throw or whatever, and there he is, like, giving McMahon a high five. Or, of course, famously, McMahon wearing his Bears jersey to the White House to get his ring with the Packers. Good times. Good times. Nathaniel. Man, what an offseason, huh? Oh, wait, it's only March. That's good. Well done, Nathaniel. Lucas, how are you, man? Hey, Aaron, do you see the Packers doing something with the Kenny Clark contract, restructure, extension, etc.? Yes, at some point. Who knows? They may have already done it, but I think I'd be surprised if they didn't at some point. But that's just guesswork on my part. I have no inside info. Well, Hungarian, how are you? Love Aaron Jones, but he missed 4 to 5 games this season. Again, turns 30, etc. Pack only have one player over the age of 28. Preston, youth movement. Let's go. I can't disagree with anything you just said, man. And that's what Brian is looking at. That's the type of thing that Brian is looking at when he's making this decision, no doubt. Nick, what's up? Better Packers returner, Nixon or Howard? Ooh, I think we had this argument on Packer Transplants once. I'm going to give Howard the nod just slightly. But Nixon is a dog who is not afraid, and that's absolutely a quality you need. And look, he almost turned that playoff game on its head with that big return against the 49ers. That he ended, yes, fumbled, but did get recovered. But Howard, I think that just caught lightning in a bottle in 96. Now, you could make the argument, you know, Howard then went on and did precious little afterwards. And when he signed elsewhere as a free agent, Nixon has been pretty steady as far as his returning in Green Bay. You know, it's different environments too, though. You know, like the fact that, you know, what was allowed then in coverage is not allowed. A lot of that is not allowed anymore in the modern game. So I think, you know, they're different, but I'd give the nod to Howard just. Quinn, what's up? Do you think we sign any O-line help in free agency? I tend to doubt it. Never say never, though. But I would suspect, you know, they've always wanted to grow their offensive line. They've almost always gotten guys in their program as rookies and grown them throughout the years, you know, rather than dipping their toes in the free agency waters when it comes to signing anybody. The other thing is that there's such good depth, especially at tackle in this draft. I'd be very surprised if they went the free agent route. You know, it's just not something they've done too much of. Luke, what's up, man? After having my long-awaited first little girl, I now know what you mean by the only thing I'm worried about is my kids. Girl dad, carry the G. Welcome, Luke. Congratulations. Hope you guys are doing well. And yes, it's the only thing I ever worry about. Damn right about that. Craig, how are you? Thanks for the super chat. Must happen. We play Minnesota in the NFC Championship. Last play of the game, Jones fumbles to cause them a game a la Favre. Stick the knife in Minnesota even deeper. That's not petty, is it? LOL. Man, you guys are cold. That's, you got, what is the Michael Keaton? You got kind of a dark side, don't you? That's good, though. Xavier, what's up? Still no draft, darling? Not anybody I'm pounding the table for. You know, it's hard when you're down there at 25 because there's so many guys that I like that I'm pretty confident will be gone. You know, but there's certainly guys that I'll be happy. Like if DeJean ends up in a Packers uniform, I'll be happy. You know, if Newman ends up in a Packers uniform, I'll be happy. There are a couple offensive line prospects. There's nobody that I've like just absolutely been smitten with. Let's put it that way. John Buchanan, what's going on, man? No one here would be able to handle the stress Goody deals with. We would be losing sleep for days at a time over these decisions. Possibly he's losing sleep at, you know, for some of these decisions. But yes, it is a stressful gig, and he handles it well. Joe, what's up, man? I'm just surprised Jones would go to a team with such a bad QB situation. Thought he'd finish his career in Texas. Yeah, the Cowboys just made all the sense in the world. Even the Texans would have made sense to me. Young, you know, quarterbacks. Dak is obviously a vet at this point, but good offenses, right? Good quarterbacks. He's going to be with a ton of weapons there in Minnesota, but Sam Darnold? Really? And plus, here's the other thing. I talked about this with Billy a little while ago. A head coach and play caller who I think is talented and I like probably more than some Vikings fans do, but a guy who does not want to run the football. I mean, they don't want to run the ball in Minnesota. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm with you, man. It was a little odd. Nick, what's up? Do you think they get a veteran linebacker? It's a possibility. I know some signings went off the board today. I saw Patrick Queen going to the Steelers, though I didn't really think he was an option in Green Bay. I saw the kid from Seattle ended up in Miami. I thought he might be a possibility. Still some plenty of guys out there. We'll see. Yeah, I think it'll have to make sense and have to be a deal where they don't have to put too much of a commitment into it, which makes me think they'll probably wait at least a couple days. But I do think they'll most likely want to sign someone prior to the draft just so they have a little bit of flexibility. Because as it stands now, if they were drafting this weekend, they would have to draft probably two inside backers. So I don't think they want to go that route. We'll see how they approach it. But I would suspect, yeah, they'll get at least one. Robert, how are you, man? Hey, Nags, just some perspective. I still miss Lombardi's Packers, but time marches on. These young folks will get over it, too. It is a young man's game. Go, Pack, go. Robert out here missing Forrest Gregg pulling. I hear you, man. I definitely hear you. And, yeah, it is, I'm not going to say a bit easier, but you do get perspective as kind of eras and teams come and go, right? I think I can handle this stuff a little bit more in stride than I used to. There's no doubt about it. But man, every once in a while, you still get attached to players. And even against your better judgment, you know you shouldn't. And you fall kind of deeply in Packers love with them, right? So I get how it's emotional and how Packers fans can get upset about it. But you're right. Ultimately, you know, time does give perspective. Mike, thanks a lot. Random Packers today, Ross Verba and Terry Mickens. It's an impressive coupling right there. Uncultured, how are you, man? Like every Packers player that goes to the Vikings, F him. Once they leave again, he's okay. Except for Sharper, he stays on the F him list. I should hope so. Darren Sharper. Vex, what's going on, man? Do you think Quay will be better in this scheme? Yes. I actually led a Packers Daily here, I want to say a month ago or so. I think, yes, 100%, Quay is ready to become a star, especially with the scheme change. And I know his PFF grade. I know the missed tackles. I understand all the misgivings about everything we saw this year. I'm telling you, he is ready to take that step, and this defense will certainly help him do so. I think it's all coming together for young Quay. Bookmark it, clip it, put it out there, and then when he's good or bad, you can either praise me or tell me I'm an idiot. It's fine. That's why we love it. Jesse, what's going on, man? By going to the Vikes, Jones did the one thing that could help me get over the pain of his release immediately. Still thinking of the fans. That's it, Jesse. You've cracked the code. He did it for you. Aaron Jones did it for you, people. Because if he had gone someplace else, anywhere else, we all would have sat here thinking, oh, I'm just happy he's gotten paid. So glad he's going to get to play somewhere else, etc. But now he's in Minnesota, we're all upset about it. And we're over it a lot faster. You've cracked the code, man. Mike Malone, how are you, man? Packers really out here cutting all the old guys just so they don't have to provide the free day game day child care for players. Oh, that's good. I wish I'd thought of that. That's excellent, Mike Malone. Gold star. Uncultured, how are you, man? Random Packer, Derek Sherrod, who, because of the movie Draft Day, I gave the nickname Joe Johnny. That is random. Braden, how are you? Keyshawn is a good downhill tackler. He shined in corner blitz packages, returning kicks, great speed, and he can play offense too. Spirits lifted. I hope we get more than just one touch on offense this year. He was productive with that one touch too. You're right. The straight line stuff is much better than the having to flip the hips and track ball carriers and wide receivers. Adam, how are you, man? Song of the day has to be the Specials, A Message for You, Goody.
Message for you, Goody.
Well done. Mimsy, how are you, man? Rodgers potential RFK running mate. Good riddance. Oh, man. Mimsy, I can't touch this. I saw that news right before I went live. And
what?
I can't. I can't. Nick, how are you, man? I think Emmanuel Wilson is going to come up in a big way, and they go for a shifty running back in the draft. Also, given the need for depth on the O-line, I think our boy Caleb going to blow up. He's going to be in the mix. No doubt about that. And I like Emmanuel a lot. We certainly saw, you know, the flashes of potential in the preseason. But I think he's in for a fight. I think they're going to bring in a number of running backs via the draft, probably undrafted free agency as well. And he's going to have to fight to stick. That's my guess here sitting in mid-March. Uncultured, thanks again, man. Random Packer, Lamont Hollenquist had one of the best key blocks to spring Howard on that kickoff return in the Super Bowl. Lamont Hollenquist, now that's a quality Random Packer. Mr. Englewood, how are you, man? Y'all missed the fact that Reggie White was the most famous ex-USFL to the NFL last week. Which ex-Packer move hurt most? Favre, Jones, Jennings, Big Z? I want to say Jones because it's immediate, but it's obviously Favre. Come on now. I think that's an easy one, right? And missed it. I talked about it on Twitter. You probably don't follow me on Twitter. Maybe you're just not a Twitter dude. But we talked about it. We chatted about it. I mean, you can't. And we actually did chat about it here on Packers Daily. It's the greatest free agent signing ever. You know, coming from Philadelphia and the ex-USFLer. You know, the lineage is there. We understand it. ADF, what's going on, man? What do you think happens to Fields at this point, LOL? As someone said on Twitter, he becomes the face of the UFL? I don't know. Probably becomes a backup somewhere. Or maybe he gets to compete somewhere in the league. I suspect Billy kind of put this out there in the latest pod. You got to think the impetus now for the Bears is probably hold on to him and wait to see if there's an injury in training camp sometime and then deal him, you know, because any kind of leverage and or, you know, ability to get something for him is kind of plummeted now. I mean, the jobs just aren't there, right? So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Most hated. Thanks for being a Carry the G Club member, man. My wish came true. We made a splash in free agency. So excited to see how we finish building the team out from here. They did make a splash in free agency. I mean, a not insignificant one, too. Kind of a shocking development, actually. Janice, how are you? I thought Jones said no so he could go to the Cowboys. Is there any part of you that feels like going to the Minnesota Vikings is a bit of a screw you, Goot, not mad at Goody? He is doing a tough job that I could not. I mean, I think it's a component. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm not saying it's the reason, but I gotta think it's a reason. Joe, how are you, man? Great race in Premier League. Who's going to win? Probably Liverpool. Soder, what's up? Newman back? Jesus, just pine for Randy. Hey. League year doesn't start till tomorrow. A lot of ball game left. But yes, as of right now, Royce Newman's still on the roster. Dustin, how are you, man? Sorry I'm late. Random Packer Aaron Jones. Too soon? I kid. This is how I cope. That is well done, Dustin. Well done. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. As I said at the top of the hour, please join us for this week's Cheesehead TV Happy Hour. Patreon members, Care of the G Club members here on YouTube. The information is on your respective pages. David Bakhtiari, former Packers All-Pro left tackle, will be joining us to mix it up for a bit. So hope to see you there. In the meantime, please hit like. Hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.